So imagine you want to figure out, like, exactly how your local government is deciding where to spend millions on, say, emergency food relief.
Right, you can't just walk into an office and demand to see their internal emails.
Exactly. But there is a legal backdoor to force them to hand over the receipts, and it's called a PAIA manual. So today, our mission for this deep dive is unpacking the Western Cape Department of Social Development's newly updated 2025 manual. Okay, let's unpack this, because a government compliance document sounds, you know, like the ultimate cure for insomnia.
Oh, it really does sound dry on paper.
Yeah, but it actually operates as a highly specific map, basically a treasure map for holding the state accountable.
And it's a map mandated directly by the South African Constitution. I mean, the Promotion of Access to Information Act, or PAIA, it forces government departments to explicitly document what records they keep. And they have to lay out the exact procedure you need to follow to get them.
So you don't just hit a wall.
Exactly. The whole goal is to stop the public from hitting a bureaucratic brick wall when they start asking questions.
Right, but to know what questions to ask, you first have to understand what this department is actually doing with all its resources. And their mandate is, well, it's massive. It's split into two main pillars,
Yeah, you have social welfare services first.
which handles child protection, gender-based violence, substance use disorders, and probation. And then the second pillar is community development, which is more focused on poverty alleviation and, like, building capacity for MPOs.
Nonprofit organizations, yeah. So they are tasked with managing these acute daily crises for vulnerable populations while at the same time trying to build sustainable long-term livelihoods.
And see, that dual mandate is exactly what makes me a little skeptical. I mean, when a single department is trying to put out immediate fires related to, say, youth at risk, while also managing sweeping poverty relief.
It's a lot to juggle.
Right. It sounds like a recipe for a giant uncoordinated safety net.
Yeah.
Are they just, throwing money at emergencies as they pop up?
Well, what's fascinating here is how the manual's internal breakdown disputes that idea. It actually maps out a highly structured organogram. You don't just see social workers on the ground.
What else is in there?
You see specific directorates for things like business planning and facility management. And this structure matters because it shows the mechanism behind the money. They are actively evaluating research and building strategic partnerships.
So it's not just reacting.
No, it means the funds are tied to actual long-term planning, not just daily damage control.
Okay, so if they have all this strategic planning and budget data locked away in these directorates, how do you, as a citizen, actually get your hands on it? Because the manual literally lists the gatekeepers, right?
It does. It names the exact people holding the keys, like the information officer who is the head of department, Dr. Robert McDonald, along with specific deputies like Gavin Miller.
It's essentially a vault management system. You aren't just asking a hotel concierge to grab you a towel. You're asking a vault manager to open a highly secure safe.
That's a great way to put it, because it details the step-by-step mechanism of a request. You can't just send an angry email.
Yeah, that won't work.
Right, you have to submit a formal application to these specific officers, and they are legally bound to process it within a set time frame. And if they deny you, the manual outlines the role of the information regulator.
Which is like the ultimate referee.
Exactly, an independent referee who can step in to review and potentially overturn their decision, because they have to verify you have the legal right to access government data, but they also have to protect everyone's private information.
Right. The private safety deposit boxes,
Yeah,
basically.
yes. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that vault manager analogy captures the exact friction happening behind the scenes. These officers are walking a tightrope between two competing laws.
PAIA and POPIA.
Exactly. PAIA guarantees your right to transparency, but they are also bound by POPIA, the Protection of Personal Information Act. So the actual mechanics of processing your request involves carefully scrubbing records.
So they can open the doors on government spending without accidentally handing over, say, a vulnerable person's sensitive welfare data.
Precisely. It's a very delicate balance.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means this 2025 manual isn't just some bureaucratic checklist to gather dust on a shelf. It's a practical menu of community services and an instruction manual for citizen empowerment.
It really is.
It gives you the specific names, the legal framework, and the exact remedies available if the government tries to ignore your request.
The infrastructure for total transparency is completely documented here. The legal pathways are built, the vault managers are at their desks, and the independent referee is waiting.
The system is ready to go.
Right. But I'll leave you with this to ponder. Does a constitutional right to information truly exist in practice if citizens don't actively step up? file the requests and demand to see the records.